systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
To Jam Hole. Today is Friday, October 16th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 259, the Jam Hole Live Comedy Podcast from beautiful Kalispell, Montana. Putting that shit on the fucking map. Is Montana on the map yet?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Okay. Well, it will be soon. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, type shit, we'll read it on the show. Oh, you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
Got pee, absolutely. Joining us tonight is Danny's friend from work. What is your name?
Oh, are you talking to me now?
No, I'm talking to Danny's other friend that's sitting
that's
right
cool.
next
to I'll sit here and be quiet then.
Wow. Hi, Corey.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a G-thang.
You know.
G's up, hose down.
This is something one of like the that. Two friends that I actually have, so I'd appreciate it if you don't scare her away.
This is one of the two female friends that you actually have.
Actually, it's one of the only two friends that I have. I don't really have any friends, so...
You know why?
Why?
Because you're kind of a rancid bitch to people.
I'm not.
I don't want to be the one to point that out, but...
I have acquaintances and stuff. I just don't hang out with them.
Acquaintances read people I use until I get what I wanted, and then I kick them to the curb.
I do
acquaintances.
Not. No, I do not.
You're a user.
And I'm not a bitch, dude. I'm nice. People just can't handle my personality, that's all.
Bob from the kitchen says, does this really work? Say Ripschen mit Sauerkraut. If you can read this. Did I say that right? Nacho Camacho says, shit, fuck, ass rape. And MDS says, Verfichter, 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 Sing Heil! Welcome to the Jam Hole German podcast.
Yeah, no.
Bob says, kind of. Okay.
With a big happy smiley face.
Fantastic. So, I have a question for you, Corey. Now, we went to a movie a while back. What did we see? Surrogates,
yeah.
Right? You were with
yeah.
us for Surrogates. Okay. You are of the feminine sexual preference. You're a big flaming homo. If you were a dude, you'd be a flaming homo.
Is that politically correct?
You're a dyke, right?
Okay, there you go. That's the word I'm
That's
looking
the
for.
One. Okay.
That's cool.
That you looked lost.
Like, yeah, I was like, I was waiting for it. I was like, clear it up, dude. You're beating around the bush.
Is that a lesbian joke? Is that what you guys call
worked.
It?
That worked, too.
You guys call it beating around the bush? Okay, now, you had a little crush on Danny here, yes?
For like 2.5 seconds, yeah. That
okay.
Until she found out I had a dude.
Right.
Yeah,
until
she
realized that even though you look like a dyke, you're actually not.
Yeah, there was a big misunderstanding there. I was like, yes, no, yes.
Huge misunderstanding.
Before I even mentioned that I had a man, it was great. She's like, so, how long have you and your man been together? I fell right into it. I'm like, oh, you know, about a while.
I was like, well, then I was like, yeah, all right. And well, the crush ended.
I have a question now. When a guy and a girl go out to a movie and another guy comes along and maybe that other guy has a crush on the chick, he feels like the third wheel feels kind of weird when they're holding hands and stuff, that he feels awkward and maybe sad because he wants that chick. Is it the same thing with lesbians? Like when you're there with a chick that you have a crush on, but that chick is there with her boyfriend, do you feel that emotional, like, God, I wish that was me holding her hand, that kind of thing? I was always curious
I'll
about
hold her
that.
Hand yeah. if it makes her feel
nah,
good.
It's totally cool. No, that's, yeah, it works that way, too.
Does it?
Yeah, it totally
okay.
does.
Same feelings and everything?
Yeah, you know, just... like the whole Jesse's girl thing.
Right, okay. I don't know who that is, but.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had Jesse's
8675309?
No, that's Jenny. That's
oh,
Jenny,
right.
dude.
Whose girl is that?
I don't know. Mark okay. Springfield's.
Oh, I got an email yesterday. Guess who it was from?
Who?
Lulu.
I was going to say President Obama.
No, that was last week.
Oh, that's sweet, dude.
Yeah, but we're going to party this weekend.
Actually, here, let me pull it up real quick, because this is pretty amusing. So, you guys remember when thejamhole.com/250, when we put the show out there for you guys to purchase, we went with Lulu.com, because that was where, you know, Keith and the girl put their live shows out at. When I did some research, they were kind of the only place I could find online that did a digital download kind of thing like that. So yeah. I tried to make our own store, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to figure this out in time, so let's just go ahead and use Lulu, because that it just works, right?
Yeah, it's there. Like, oh, Keith and the girl use it for theirs. They've got a bunch of stuff on there. You know, it's only had a few glitches here and there. We'll
right.
try it.
And I mentioned this before, but when I very first went to go check out Lulu, the whole site was down. So I was like, ooh, we're not kicking this off to a very positive start here. But then, you know, a day went by and I checked it the next day and it was all fine. So I made the accounts and everything was cool. I got all the shit uploaded, and then I ended up figuring out our store and thejamhole.com/store. You guys can go there and buy all of our stuff, Jamhole Church stickers, Jamhole shirts, the Book of Matthew hip-hop CDs, and the live video show. It's all on there. But so I kept the Lulu account just so you guys, maybe our server was going to be a little laggy, whatever. So the price was $6.
It was
going to
be the second choice. It was going to be the backup.
A backup, if you will. So we had to charge $6.25 because, of course, they take 20% for hosting your files and providing this service or whatever. And
that you're supposed to be good at.
Right. That is your job.
That's
and
the one thing you do.
Remember, I had mentioned that it wasn't working. We sold like 3 or 4 through Lulu, and every single person that bought it through Lulu had a problem. Either
it would stop.
Right. Or they would get the whole download, but when they'd go to watch it, it would stop halfway through the video. So I was like, well, you guys, you know, write them, get their money back. And the day that shit happened, I sent Lulu like 4 or 5 emails. I was like, hey, your shit's not working. Please fix this. You better refund these guys' money because they're paying, you know, we're charging $1.25 more than what we should be charging, just so you guys can have your $1.25, you know. And so yesterday, or October 15th, that was yesterday.
Yes.
I finally get an email from Lulu Support. And I'm like, Dear the Jam Hole, we have received some complaints from customers that your project, the Jam Hole 250 High Quality Video, is an incomplete video. Reports are that the video cuts off halfway through. I'm setting the project to private access only. Please correct the error if you wish. Thank you, Jeremy S. Lulu Enterprises. Please fix the thing that I emailed you guys like 5 fucking times before any of this had fucking happened, and now you want me to fucking fix it? How about, Jeremy, you fix it, because
we don't have a problem with
your
fucking store.
It's your shit, Lulu. It's your shit that's fucked up, not my shit. Why are you messaging me a week after the fact? I stopped even using Lulu because it's such a piece of shit. And now you're like, oh, hey, by the way, the Jam Hole, I don't know if you know this or not, but we've actually been getting some complaints from customers that your shit's all fucked.
We told them to email you.
Really? Was I one of those complaints, Lulu? You fuck. What a fucking idiot. So I just thought, I did write him back. I said, I am the one who told them to write you guys. Fuck. I did everything I was supposed to. The problem is on your end. You would know that from the 4 or 5 messages I sent you when my listeners were first having the problem like a fucking week ago. Idiot. You also had the same problem with Keith and the girl. I am not as patient as they are. I will be closing my account shortly because of your glitchy system and poor customer service. We talked all about it in our last episode. I hope you refunded their money. You would think that for 20% you take the service would actually work. I'm very disappointed in Lulu, and I will not hesitate to spread the word of how unreliable your service is. Sincerely yours, M to the A to the motherfucking T.
Holla.
Holla. So.
That's not our problem. Ours works just fine at the jamhole.com/store. When you fucking download it from ours, it doesn't stop in the middle. The download goes fine. It's fast and that's the end of it.
Absolutely.
The only thing, the only crappy thing about it is we have to approve the sale.
Right. That way we make sure that someone doesn't just put money in and then take it out once they get the download
link. That's the only drawback.
Understandable.
To it.
So I just thought that was very amusing that they finally get around to sending an email like a
week
later.
And then they say it's our problem.
And then they're like, you need to fix it. And I now that I think about this more, I remember Keith having to go through the same thing. They sent him a message just like this, and he had to re-upload his show like 5 times before it would finally take. So how about you get your shit together, Lulu, and
maybe
if we're,
do the job that you say that you're going to do for these people.
Right, and maybe if we get desperate enough to have to use your awful shit service again, we'll think about having to use it. Who banned Shazam in the chat? Anyone know about that?
Who the fuck would ban Shaz?
I don't know. What was she doing?
Absolutely nothing. Shazam never pisses off anybody.
I don't know.
Fuck.
I don't know how to fix
who
that.
Who can be
right
mad
now
at a chick who wants to suck dick all the time?
Really? I know.
Seriously.
I don't understand.
Or eat pussy. She's like, I'll eat that pussy. I'll suck that dick. I'll take it in my butt. Let's do this. Who could be mad at that woman?
I'll try and fix it here while I'm talking. But
unless there's a chick that's mad because she fucked her man. That could happen.
Shazam is like our version of the ladies man.
Yeah, she is. She's the man's lady.
Which is kind of totally fucking awesome. But yeah, I don't know.
Did you unban her?
I'm working on it. Fuck, dude.
Okay.
I don't know how to do that right here. And
didn't we go through this once before?
Probably.
I accidentally banned somebody
because
it
pissed
me
you
off.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
I don't remember.
So, do we need to just take a break real quick so I can unban her? You guys are fucking unbelievable sometimes. You know that? Do you have anything to talk about while I figure this out? What did you bring to the table? Corey? You live at at a place in town that used to be known for all of the crackheads and whatnot. Can I say the name of it on air?
Yeah.
You live at the Rosebriar.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's
AKA
pretty sweet
the condo by the bay.
Yeah.
She almost got evicted.
Now, I've been there, I've delivered food there before, and it seems to me that the kind of people that end up there made some bad decisions at some point in time in their life, and that's why they're there. What happened?
Oh, yeah, I was born.
Is that, like, what, you had to, something had to happen in your life, and that's why you're there.
Well,
so what did you do? Why are you there?
I came from California, and I didn't even have, like, I don't know, a gum wrapper in my pocket when I got here, so I was like, first.
Why did you move here?
Oh, because that's like a whole twisted, sordid tale.
Why did you move here?
Oh, yeah, okay, check it out, right? Because my mom, she bailed, like, this is like all, play the violins, right? She bailed, like, in 2001 without any forwarding address. And then, like, 3 months, well, 4 months now, 4 months ago, I heard from her for the first time since 2001. And she was like, hey, I'm in Montana. And I was like, that's pretty sweet. She was like, you should come see me. And I was like, that's pretty sweet. And so I drove here from California, and I actually was sharing a room with my mom at the Rosebriar.
Now, what bad decision did your mother make? Is this all drug-related?
Yeah, I'm going to go with yeah on that.
It is drug-related? Yeah. What drug,
if you don't
mind me asking? Yes?
The best? No, no, I don't mind.
What drugs did you do? Yes. Absolutely did.
Sweet. No, the best drug ever.
Weed?
Which is?
No.
Oh, meth.
Meth?
Yeah.
Meth?
Is today opposite day? The best drug ever for ruining lives.
No, okay,
where that should have went.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I would say cocaine. actually, because I can go to sleep after doing a bunch of cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. Meth, you're in it for the duration. You better yes. find a nice comfy window to stare outside of and dig in, because yeah. you're going to be there all fucking night.
Yeah, so, and that was the best part of it for
me. Window tweaking?
Like, yeah, no, no, not the window tweaking. That oh. kind of freaked me out, but like, you know, a 13 days awake, it's like everybody, even the mice are talking about you. It's like, what's up? Like the weeds are whispering. It's like, really? No, it's like all that stuff you wish you had time for. When you're on meth, man, you got that time.
All you have is time when you're on meth.
Sure, dude. Yeah, no, I'm clean now. I just want to throw that out there. I don't do the meth
hey,
anymore.
We are too.
I don't do the meth
We're
anymore.
All clean.
I mean, look oh, at yeah. me. Do I look like I do meth? Really?
I showered today.
How much weight did you gain after you stopped doing meth? All of it?
All yes. of it.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I was trying to put a number, and then I was like, yeah, yeah, I don't
These
want to
are
disclose
all,
that.
All the questions I will be asking you are yes or no questions. Oh, shit. And yeah, Shazam is unbanned now, so I don't okay, if cool. anyone want. I emailed her.
So,
I don't know if she...
So you kind of came back for the same reason I came back. When I was in Florida, I was doing good. I had, like, you know, a couple great jobs, whatever, had a nice place. All that crap, and all of a sudden my dad called me up and was like, hey, I need help, you know, I want to fix up the house and sell it, you know, I want someone to go hunting with, and your mom drives me insane.
Am
Come
I
back.
The, hold on, am I the only person whose family moved to Montana on purpose for a better place to raise their kids? It seems like everyone...
That's why my mom wanted to come up here, because my brother was going south, like, hardcore.
It seems like everyone I run into, they, like, end up here because they totally fucked up at one point in time in their life, and now they're stuck here.
Well, no, I didn't fuck up. You know, I chose to come back because my dad asked me to come back. You know?
Right, right.
And my parents came up here because my mom's insane. And
I'll go with that. Okay.
Yeah, she wanted to come
yes.
up here because she wanted to go somewhere north because she heard it was better. Whatever. We vacationed out here and stuff in '99, and like she thought it
yeah,
was nice.
They
and,
freed the slaves way before the South did.
Yeah. But my brother was really young and stuff, and he was kind of following my path and was getting worse, like, you know, being worse than I was when I was a kid. So she was like, we need to get him out of here. And so we came up here, and he I got to say, if we were still in Florida, he'd be in fucking jail or some shit.
What?
So.
Really? Because your brother seems like a very straight-edge, clean-cut.
He,
I mean,
he,
I know
homosexual.
That's the gay, but...
Yeah, but no, he would have been very, very bad off in Florida.
What was he getting into?
Dude,
I cannot see him...
at 6 years old, he took a fucking stick and slashed some kid, like, from shoulder to his fucking pant leg.
Well, don't make fun of the gays. They're
yeah,
very... They're an angry people.
We are. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
All right.
But yeah, he's
now
he
how do you find it? Is it easy to pick up chicks? Like, I've dated a couple of chicks that were lesbians up here. And,
Danny,
like, is it? Well, no. Before this is way before her.
I'm not a lesbian.
No, you're a dyke. But is it?
The term you're looking for is soft butch.
Soft butch?
What? Yes.
Is that like bears?
I don't know. I'm a little confused right now. Soft butch. It's like almost dyke, but not quite shaving the stash.
What?
Yeah, I'm just making stuff up now.
I don't even know. Yeah, I'm not gay. It's cool. Anyway, what were you asking?
Oh, I was going to ask you, like, are there a lot of other lesbians here? Like, it seems to me that because it's a red state, real Republican, kind of conservative, you would have a really hard time finding dates and stuff here.
Yeah, so far it's been a problem.
How many girlfriends have you had since you've lived here?
Oh, I've only been here for 2 months, so none.
So, like,
I'm coming out of a... No.
You're in a slump,
yeah,
as we say.
Yeah, it's cool, though.
Any prospects besides my ex-girlfriend here? I mean, my girlfriend here?
What?
I'm trying to think. Probably not currently.
Oh, we had a business arrangement. Don't worry about it. Also a yes or no question.
Not cool.
Shazam says no. A soft butch is a chick that knows cars.
Oh.
Do you know cars?
Yes.
Yes.
A little.
Oh,
somewhat.
Fuck. So, what are you doing? Like, what are your aspirations in life? What are you trying to accomplish with yourself? You just want to find a nice,
yes,
dudely chick,
yes,
to settle down with and have a family? Or?
Oh, wait, I got ahead of myself. This isn't the Family Feud.
Can gays have marriage here?
No.
No.
No, they can do it in San Francisco, though. I know that.
You can do anything in San Francisco.
No, it was overturned in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you could do that in San Francisco.
By the gays. The gays were like, fuck, why would we ever want to do that?
Yeah, no, it was damn Proposition 8. Oh. And I don't even know I'm beefing about it. I'm not in California anymore.
Right.
So fuck them. Whatever.
So where were you born at?
California.
Where? What part, though?
Southern. I was in Fontucky.
Fontucky?
What? Yeah.
Is that the actual name if I Google it?
No, it's Fontana. Is that like... It's commonly referred to as Fontucky.
Like Sacramento, a.k.a. the Sack Town, as in testicles.
Or like Sarasota, but a.k.a. Sorry Soda.
Right, or like Columbia Falls, a.k.a. Chlamydia Falls.
Yeah, it's more like that.
Okay. A lot of chlamydia there. Shazam says, I am Fontana. Yes?
Yes?
No.
No.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
So, if you guys might have noticed, after Wednesday night's show, I about killed myself.
I thought you were going to, dude.
I thought I did.
You were up all
honestly.
Fucking night almost in tears,
I woke up and I was like, this isn't what death is supposed to be. Oh. I miss. I totally,
I'm on the couch?
I shot my wall and I totally missed. Fuck! Damn it.
The blast scared you and made you pass out.
So I go, you know, I save the show, and we go out to smoke like we usually do, and I forget what I was doing. I wasn't uploading the show. I did something, and I went to thejamhole.com.
No. You know what you were doing?
What were you doing? Tell me, please.
You were sending all of your stories to yourself in your Gmail.
That's what it was.
You got a new email as you were doing that.
Go
ahead and elaborate on what that was.
It said, your account has been suspended. Bum, 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 bum. Fucking name. So, everything I've put my very heart and soul into for the past almost 2 years, gone.
You put quite a bit of vomit into this show.
In the blink of an eye. A lot of drugs, a lot of vomit, a lot of ex-girlfriends, a whole lot of blood, sadness and embarrassment and laughs. Like, we've had a lot of laughs.
Shit, yeah.
And account suspended.
Just out of nowhere.
I feel like I'm in high school now.
I mean,
we got
some things to say, cut your shit down.
So what happened, basically, I don't want to talk about this too much because it's all good now, but a while back, I got an email that was like, hey, you're using too many system resources, you're on a shared server, you have an unlimited bandwidth and space account, but the resources, there's a cap on, which is 1% of the memory, and I forget what the processor is, it's not important. And so I did a few things, installed a couple plugins, I would fix that, got rid of some plugins that we didn't use, and then I hadn't heard from them, and I was going to switch.
You thought it was cool.
And then I went to switch the server to our buddy Breathe Code. And everything worked except for the feed. You guys remember that when the feed broke. And so I pointed it back to the where we're at now, and everything was cool, and I just kind of let it go because I hadn't heard from him or anything. So I assumed the cache plugin worked and everything was cool. Wednesday night, you know, I get the email. It is actually not cool. The whole site's suspended.
I just can't believe that it didn't give us any kind of warning before that.
Like I said, it's cool now, but I was so fucking upset. I was pissed. I didn't sleep a fucking wink all that night or all last night, and it was just fucking eating at my soul and just... They shut your server off at night when there's no one you can call. Like, they have a tech support, but it's, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So that really pissed me off to begin with, that they would suspend your account at a time of day or night when you couldn't do anything to fix it, you know. Even if I had $2,000, I'm shit out of luck till the morning. So, like, all right, I'll call him first thing in the morning, whatever, and I end up, you know, staying up all night trying to figure out different things to get around it, you know, maybe.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I mean, this is
kind of a good problem to have if you think about it, but still.
It means we're getting bigger, which is a good thing. It means we've outgrown our shared server, which means now we need our own server, a dedicated one. So... I know you're not supposed to say how much you pay for things or whatever, but it doesn't fucking matter. I don't care. We went from paying $150 a year to now having to pay $100 a month. But yeah. the lady, and you guys can read more about it in Wednesday night's show notes. I kind of typed out a little explanation, and I apologized to the first person I talked to because he felt my wrath of, you know, 30 minutes on hold and four automated menus, and then I heard his voice, and I was like, die!
God,
I'm going to kill you and your family! So I apologize.
I get people like that on the line at work, and that sucks when they're just pissed automatically.
But
like,
you can
I didn't do anything.
You can feel their pain, right?
I can.
It's like trying to find.
Like, I am so sorry.
It's like trying to find a phone number, and Goog 411 keeps saying you're saying something else. You're like, no, this is what. Did you say this?
No.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, dude. You think with all the awesome technology we have now, we could maybe make an automated menu that make it sound erotic or something so I could jerk off while
Did
I'm
you
waiting.
Say?
Fuck, dude, something, you know? So I talked to them and they're like, well, I need to transfer you because I don't know anything about this. And I'm playing it from the side that, holy shit, 1% is ridiculous to ask, and that just means you guys are packing more people than you should on each server, so you have to lower the percentage of resources used to allow for stability for too many people being on there. So, and they're like, well, I don't know about that, but, you know, I'll transfer you. And then I got Jennifer, and she was very helpful. And so, yeah, now we have our own dual-core processor, super fast, super awesome server, but we have to pay, like, a quarter of what we pay for rent.
Did any of the money that we paid for
what was left? The old server was paid up through 2010, till October 2010, I think. So that money got put towards it, and then one of our biggest fans actually donated the rest of the money to get that taken care of.
Oh, really?
So I'd like to shout out to our biggest fan, my mom. Thank you. No, that's awesome because you and I heard you, Josh, talking some shit just because my parents love me more than your parents love you. And maybe my mom feels a little bad because I had to grow up the rest of my male adult life, later teenage years without a father because she married a drug addict. And maybe she feels bad about that. So she makes up for it in the form of monetary,
compensation.
Thank you.
Babe,
no problem.
Not everybody's parents can
do that,
regardless if their parent died or if they have a fucked up life or whatever, and their parents do care about them, but not everyone's parent can do that. My parents love me to death, but they can't afford to do all that shit for me. Dude, you know, it's my parents are just as fucking broke as I am half the time, but that doesn't mean that they don't fucking love me.
Hey, neither my mom nor her husband have a job right now at
the
moment.
I know, but your mom is you know,
she's
did some
really,
good things with her money.
Right.
Okay? She took care of her shit. So, you know, my dad did make a substantial amount of money before when he was a senior foreman.
And
my mom,
blew it
too,
all
at Tropicana.
On drugs. Right.
No, they blew it to come up here and move. And they were actually well off for a long time. But then the economy took a shit and they ended up running out of money.
You
That's
live like king here. Money was so much.
No.
So.
Not really. So
but
not
yeah,
everyone's
if,
parent can do that.
Right. And if it wasn't for her, there would be no, like, you guys would all be on the Ustream site right now, not the jamhole.com/live, and you still wouldn't have last night's episode or Wednesday's episode and a whole big fucking pain in the ass. But it's cool now. The downloads are much faster. You won't have to wait the 5 or 10 minutes it took to get it through iTunes. The pages load quicker because, you know, we're on our own shit now, and it's not overloaded with more sites than should be on there. So thank you for that and for, you know, sticking with us through this. I didn't want to have to move to another place because then you guys have to get another feed and I have to reset everything up. It's such a pain in the ass. And this was cheaper than a lot of other places for what we got. So should be all good now. And if we outgrow this, then we
then
should.
Something's wrong.
By the time we outgrow this server, we better be doing this 5 days a week, and this is all we're doing. So.
Yes. By that time.
Or even 3 days still. I'll take a couple days off to do, you know, other stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Drugs.
When. Like drugs. Thank you for that. I told you.
I was just kidding.
I told you earlier I was up at like 3-4 o'clock this morning, right? And.
Yes.
I was up pretty much every hour. I was, you know, messing with the site, testing shit, making sure everything was all good. And I couldn't go back to sleep because I was like, there's so much more stuff to do before the show. And it was driving me crazy, right? So I'm up and I go outside and I remembered I had a bowl that a friend of mine gave me a couple days before, and I hadn't smoked it yet. So I'm like, cool. I take it and I crush it up and I roll it into a cigarette, you know, in the front half of it. So that's the good shit. And then I smoke the cigarette afterwards. Uh-huh. And I go outside and I light it up and I'm puffing on it. And I get down to, you know, halfway through the weed and I see a sheriff's car pulling in.
I haven't heard about this yet.
And then I saw another sheriff's car pulling in behind. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. Maybe they're going to go park somewhere on, you know, the road out front. Because you can
catch speeders.
Yeah. And then I'm like, at 3 in the morning? I could see maybe at bar time when,
yeah,
you know, when
like
bars
two.
Close. Right. But not 3. Or it was probably 3:30. And I'm like, shit. And then I see him turn the spotlight on. And they're flashing it up by where I'm standing.
You're like,
and I'm like, smoking this fucking spliff, watching these cops like roll through. And I'm thinking, all right, they're just gonna keep on driving. And they pull into our driveway now, and I'm like, what the? Am I freaking out, man?
Yes,
I am.
You were
freaking out, man. And they got the spotlights on, and they're looking at all the cars in our driveway and stuff. And I'm like, at this point, I'm trying to suck down all
like,
of the weed and get to the cigarette part of it. And by the time, you know, they park and they get out and they're shining their flashlights and stuff. And I'm up there, and I'm like, if I say, hey, they're probably going
to,
like, draw
come
their
up and
guns
talk
or
to you. Or, yeah.
Well, that's fine. I was curious now as to what was happening. So
yeah.
I just was trying to figure out a way to do it, not to sneak up on these two cops. You know, they're obviously here.
Guitar Hero Dave said, did you wave?
I did, kind of. So I kind of stomp around a little bit and I'm like, not coughing because I was just smoking weed, coughing, just coughing to
get your attention.
Don't shoot me. I'm like, how's it going, guys? What you looking for? And they're like, did you hear gunshots? And I'm like, pardon?
No.
What? I was like, no, I haven't heard any gunshots. And I've been up, you know, working on some computer stuff. And they're like, well, we had a report of some gunshots in this area. Is this 41 whatever, whatever? I totally almost just said
yeah,
that.
Let's not spit out
and
our
I
address.
Was like, yeah. And they're like, is this, do you know which one's number 15? And I'm like, no, but I know, you know, this one is whatever ours is. And then I know what that one is. So they're walking up the steps and they shine their flashlight and it's Ed's place, number 15.
God.
And I'm like, I probably would have heard gunshots, and then they get a call on the walkie-talkie thing.
Uh-huh.
And I can't really understand what that's saying. And he's like, have you heard any, like, disturbance or, you know, like a domestic dispute is what he said. Did you hear somebody's girlfriend called in about a domestic dispute? So I don't know how it went from gunshots to, because literally
domestic
that's
dispute.
What, yeah, this is what he said.
Maybe he was just worried about gunshots because
but
of
that's
the domestic
a weird,
dispute.
That's a weird thing to ask, though.
I don't know,
would
they're
you
rednecks.
Just assume?
They're drunk rednecks.
I guess. I don't know. But
it
yeah, so.
It could have been the chick and the dude that are always down there. The
that's
two
what
alcoholics
I was,
and shit. Maybe
that's
they were
what
fighting.
I was thinking. The one that was out there, we told that story about how she was laying on the ground. She's like, I'm going to lay here till Mike gets back or whatever she said.
They and fight a lot.
They
dude.
Do.
They
and
do.
That's funny because he doesn't even live there. Like, Ed yeah. is the one that lives there. But every now and then, they'll be here for, you know, a couple weeks at
they
a time.
They come out here and cut the lawn for Ed and do some other shit for
and
him.
And make some meth. But
and they do laundry here because they live in a
did
tent.
I hear meth?
And when I first, yes,
yes
heal. And talk into
no.
your mic, please.
Bad.
Thank you. But I walked down there totally still smoking on the cigarette and shit.
Nice.
Like, I'm like, you know, what are they going to do? It's fucking 3 a.m. I got my balls back by this point. And I'm like just talking to him, smoking. And he was really actually nice. I was surprised. But
oh.
then I hear him start. He's like, I'm
this
like,
last
all right,
night?
This is, you know, yeah. And I'm like, this is the place. And he's like, okay, well, have a good night. I'm like, well, good luck, guys. And he's like, yeah. You know, just kind of being mm-hmm. nice and shit. So I go up, back up the stairs and
of course you stand outside and listen.
Well, I open the door and then I close it, but I'm still outside.
Of course you are.
And I hear him start pounding on the door. And you didn't hear any of this?
No.
Last or this
early
this morning?
I was out like a light, dude.
Yeah, you must have been. And
I was
guess
having really weird dreams. Seriously, like I had one dream where
that the cops were here?
No, oh. The only thing I remember from it is I remember seeing this, like, aborigine-looking dude from this, like, seriously, like, well, like a... Like, kind of like a caveman-ish looking dude, right? And he's in, like,
those are two completely different
things. Yeah, are we talking Neanderthals or Aborigines here?
I don't know. He was kind of like...
Get your facts straight, Josh.
Yeah, because one clicks like, and the other grunts.
He looked like a grunter. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
But,
a grunter.
He just looked thick and tan. I don't know. And so I was looking at him from behind, and he was looking out over, like, this kind of cliffish shelf. Not like a huge... drop off cliff type thing, but just like it went down.
Yeah.
You could see like
okay.
a valley type
thing. A spear chucker, Guitar Hero Dave says.
Oh,
yes, just
whatever.
Go with that one.
Okay.
We're not here for facts. This
right.
is a comedy show. Like Lou Diamond Phillips, Nacho says. Yeah.
Okay.
That guy.
But I can see, I'm looking at him from behind, and on his back is the entire layout of the valley that he's looking
Are
at.
Are you railing him from behind while
no,
you're looking at
I'm
this?
I'm just watching. But on his back is the entire valley that he's looking at.
Do you have a penis in your dreams?
Could you shut the fuck up, please?
We're curious. That was someone in the chat asked.
No one asked that.
Did you? You actually had... Hold on. They didn't ask.
Anyway.
That's awesome. But do you, like, when you dream? Because sometimes when I dream, I have a vagina, and I just
Yeah, sometimes when I have a dream, I have a penis. I shove it in your fucking face to make you be quiet.
No, I don't think that's true.
I think it's true.
I don't think that's true at all.
Anyway, but, like, the valley was on his back, okay, that he was looking at, and it looked really cool. And what he would do, he, like, reached behind him and grabbed, like, a patch of grass and, like, flipped it over and turned into dirt or something.
Like, real... grass?
Yeah, and then wow. out in the valley, you saw the fucking ground just morph into what he did on his back. And so he sat there and, like, would mess with shit on his back, and the valley in front of him
really?
Would, like, turn it. Oh, dude, it was so
That's
trippy.
That's crazy, dude.
It was so fucking weird. He was like, yeah, I'm
did
just going to fix a few things or whatever.
Yeah, and did you?
I don't know what was wrong with
What
him,
did
man.
You say?
I said, did you do acid before you fell asleep?
Thank you.
That sounds like a little bit of a trippy little situation there.
That's the
it
DMT that
weird,
gets
dude.
Released.
I don't know what it was, but that was one dream. Of the coolest things. Like, it was like this really cool, mystical-looking fucking valley with this, like, dude who's, I guess, is like the guru of the town. They're like,
right. God, if you
yeah.
will.
He's like, yeah, we need this fix and this fix and that fix. And he just, like, moves some shit around on his back and, like, it fixes it out in front of him. Like, he can see it in front of him and he fixes it on his back and it turns into that.
Zofu says
cool.
maybe it was your spirit guide.
Maybe.
Or not.
So what did the cop do last
Well,
night?
Then, you know, they knocked on the door and I hear Ed open the door after a while. Like, Ed's kind of deaf and, you know,
yeah,
it's like 3:30, 4 in the morning.
You gotta
by
talk
his
to
point.
Him like this!
Yeah, yeah, that's seriously, which is weird. I don't see how
Hi, he, Ed, how are you doing?
He probably
How was
did
your
hear
job?
That. Great. So,
that's why
yeah,
I hear
just,
porn every night in the
I
bedroom.
Hear him, I hear him talking and stuff and, you know, not really saying anything in particular, just asked him, you know, did you hear any gunshots
you know,
or this and that? And he was
for
like,
being
no.
being a deaf dude or whatever, he's a very soft-spoken guy.
Yeah.
His voice is very like,
it's
oh,
because
hey,
regardless, he can't hear himself talk, so
You can feel
matter.
Your fucking levels and shit, I guess. But anyway, so what happened?
Oh, so, and then that was it. They talked for maybe a minute. Like, I talked to the cops longer than he talked with them.
Really?
And, yeah, and then they just left. It was weird. And as the two cops, like, there was two officers in two different cars. As they were leaving, they're talking back and forth to each other. And I can't, again, make out anything they're saying. But all of a sudden, you know, they're, like, laughing and stuff. You know, like, carrying on back and forth, a little conversation. And then they laughed and they got back in their cars and left. It was
That's
so weird.
Weird.
It, yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
I just thought it was so weird that, like, the whole week, pretty much, I didn't smoke that weed. And then the time, the oddest time of night at, like, fucking 4 in the morning, I'd go smoke it. And there's, like, two cops just rolling up, like, what's up, dude?
Like, bad timing.
What would you have done if you'd have been like, what are you looking for? And they'd have been like, you.
Weed? You?
You.
Are you Matt of the Jam Hole?
No.
No, he's in bed. You want me to go get him?
You wake me
I'm
up.
Gonna,
I kill you.
I'm going to leave now. He's right up there. You can just go get him. He's in the apartment with the chihuahua.
Ah, yeah, that's
probably
so awesome.
A Taco Bell dog.
On his dick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good
I'm not
going
to be surprised if we actually do get a cop coming up here and be like, are
oh,
you
can
out
I,
of the jam hole?
Can I talk to God real quick?
If you can find him.
Hey, God, if you're listening right now.
He's not.
Take me off your motherfucking goddamn spam mailing list, please. That's all I want to say.
Is God spamming you?
Not email, even. God's like old school snail mail, shoving like, have you been saved, to whoever the fuck lives at this address right now. And I'm like, motherfucker.
To resident.
God is spam. Yeah, to current resident or whatever is what it probably exactly says. And I'm like, God's fucking spamming me. Somewhere, at some point in time in my life, probably in between the, 9 years of good, fucking solid Christian upbringing, my name got on one of these lists, and it got to God, and now he's fucking spamming me. I'm going to take God to jail for that. I have the evidence.
No.
I have the spam.
That's a phishing scam.
No, I got one of those too, though.
That's a phishing scam from someone pretending to be God.
Speaking of, have you guys seen this in your emails lately? If you use Gmail, it's probably in your spam folder, and you can thank me for that, because I'm the one that sits here, I'm like, nope, report spammed up, report spammed up, like all fucking day. From
God.
God. Have you been saved?
Gone.
Internal Revenue Service. Alerts at mail.irs.gov. Okay. To, obviously, me. Can I ask you what in the fuck you are doing?
Working on your shit while I'm
doing
the show?
Do you have to do that during the show right now?
Yes, yeah,
you're
going to
make bead
cool.
work during the...
I've been doing it the entire time and you haven't noticed yet, so...
Okay. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Just I happen to have to get up to grab the beads, that's all.
So, this is from the IRS, apparently. Notice of underreported income.
What?
Taxpayer ID, Matt, and then it says, you know, a bunch of fucking random numbers with the word, or the letters US after it, for us. You know, we're in this together. This is all of us. Tax type, income tax, obviously.
Right.
Issue. This is the issue we're having at this juncture. Please review your tax statement, or excuse me, that was the body. This is the issue.
Okay.
Unreported/unreported income, parenthesis, fraud application.
What?
Fraud application.
Why are you applying for fraud?
Is that an iPhone app? Because I don't use that. I don't use that trash.
I don't even have an iPhone.
Please review your tax statement on Internal Revenue Service website. Click on the link below.
Okay.
Not. Review tax statement link, Internal Revenue Service. Is that a spam or is that for real?
Spam.
I sure hope so.
Me too.
Because it was in my spam folder. I suppose now if it's not and it's legit and it's really from the IRS, they can be like, we know you got it. We know you read it.
You marked it as spam.
We requested a read receipt with it because we're anal like that.
God. That's ridiculous. I don't even know.
Leave me alone, government. So I'm delivering today and I go into the old folks clinics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, the what's it called? The veterans place. And first thing I see when I walk in is three veterans sitting, you know, there's like, have you guys ever been there?
Were they like 20?
No. There was a couple though like that, definitely. But there's like, you know, just a bunch of chairs just randomly placed in along the wall. So if you walk in, there's a wall there, three veterans all wearing masks. And I'm like, motherfuck.
Oh, they're all sick.
Fuck. I deliver to hospitals and doctor's offices and all that fucking shit, of course. And I still have yet to succumb to any kind of sickness because of that shit. So, and then this. It's like it gets worse, dude, every time. Like, God is sending me spam.
He's out to get you,
and
dude.
Trying to give me a swine flu. Okay? I don't appreciate this at all. At all.
He knows that you've succumbed his shit for the past little while, and he's like, you know what, it's your time. It's your time, dude.
Next parody rap battle song? You're going down, God. That's all I gotta say. Watch your back, SA. Fucking rolling.
God's gonna get you.
I got a question for y'all, real quick. Like, I was listening to the latest Basement Boys episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Really happy that that show's still on the air. And
I'm really happy that fucking Rochelle lies to everybody.
Or Josh is lying and he's just sticking to it, man. He's going to die with that story. Someone's lying still.
I don't know.
Still, second graders, someone's lying about touching someone else's pee-pee or vagina. But is it normal for a dude to get an STD test once a month?
No.
Are you into getting shit jammed in your pee hole, Josh? Because that's fucking weird. Like,
he's preparing to be like the pee hole guy.
Is that what it is? Is it like the taper pin effect?
I guess. I don't know.
You just got to keep... That sucks, dude. He's talking about it. Something about... I think Ward was like, so you're going to get an STD test? You know, making a joke about Rochelle being dirty, which she is not.
No.
She is an angel, you fat fuck. You and God.
You tainted an angel.
Next parody song. You and God. You're both going down.
Stop sending people with rap.
I will kill everybody with rap. You don't even know. I'm just getting started. Murdering the Big Mouse, that was just step one in a very, very long list of steps. You could probably say there's like the repeating bar over one of the numbers towards the end. That's how long it is. I will murder everybody.
Oh my God.
But I don't know. I don't think I could. I would like that. And is it... Every month, like,
I don't know
why
you would do that every month unless you're a total fucking whore.
And that's what
he
says,
but... Or trying to make everybody think he's a total fucking whore.
I don't... Would you go to that length to be like, oh, I'm such a slut, I'm such a pimp?
No.
Because...
No.
I don't believe that, dude. I have a very hard time believing that.
I don't think that getting an STD test once a month shows you're a pimp. I think it shows you have poor taste
and no
women.
Balls.
Yeah, it's like you're choosing the wrong people if you think you're fucking dirty bitches.
Could that be an OCD type of thing, maybe?
Maybe.
Could
I
it
mean,
just be he likes things shoved in his pee hole type of thing?
That too.
I could see that. All right. Is it the same thing, like, you know, if you stick a Q-tip up your asshole, it's very uncomfortable and you're not into it. But, like, if you take a pinky or something a little bigger, it's better. Like, is that the same thing with the penis then? Maybe, like, something small like a Q-tip totally hurts and sucks, but you get your pinky jammed in there.
I don't do that.
And it's orgasmic.
I don't do that.
Oh, all right.
So,
I was just curious, you
know.
You're
kind of weird.
Nacho says, I get STD tests so people think I get laid. MDS says, even the Kalispell veterans have H1 Burger 1 now. No shit, dude. You infected our whole godforsaken valley, dude. Oh, and in other news, 40 Days for Life people still praying. People apparently still having abortions. So,
well, yeah.
At least something's going good.
No one's going to stop having abortions, okay? They're just not going to do it.
Or they'll just do it better. And the abortion will be so low-key, like, you won't even know.
They already do
like,
it amazingly now. If it's at a certain point, all they have to do is give you a pill and it liquidates the fucking fetus. How cool is that?
Blender in a pill? Like a little, you
yes!
eat it and it's like... That's so awesome. Corey, have you ever had an abortion?
Absolutely not.
Would you ever have?
I absolutely would.
Absolutely?
High five, virtual
high five. Fuck yeah. So I'm talking about... Shazam says it only takes one to get something. Oh, yeah, Shazam, is that like, would you fuck a bunch, right? And I know you have way more sex than that dude does. Like, you wouldn't get, I know it's different for chicks or whatever, but you wouldn't get tested every fucking month, would you? If anything, I'd say once a year. That way you'd
Chlamydia
at least
and
give
gonorrhea
it.
Can grow in the throat, she says. That's so sick.
I fuck a bunch. Thank you.
Dude, seriously, I don't know if you know or not, Corey, but this woman seriously fucks enough.
She's our local sexpert.
Yeah, dude, seriously. This woman fucks more than...
Ask her anything.
Yeah. Anything.
Go, hey, why don't you, if you got a minute, call in, Shazam, and we'll let Corey quiz you.
Formal introduction.
That's
you
right.
Will.
You guys could get it down. See, she says I wouldn't get tested one time a month, one time a quarter.
I do that, like that once seems... every 6 months because that's
don't ever want to get tested again.
Well,
like,
for a woman,
ever.
It's different. But, like, if you're having sex a bunch, it takes about 6 months for any kind of STD to really show up in your system, unless it's,
right.
like,
so,
gonorrhea or something like that. Then okay. it comes up pretty quick. But if it's a different kind of STD, like AIDS, HIV, or... whatever.
Gonorrhea,
it takes
syphilis,
about 6 months
right.
yeah. to actually set in. So that's about the time frame you want to get tested in. Not every month.
Right. Yes.
That's,
call
that's
your live
wasted
on
money.
The jam hole. Hello.
Hello. It's
Hi.
So hi, Shazam.
How's it going?
Okay, wait. So I'm supposed to be challenged in some way?
Oh, no. I just want her to ask you a question. Oh.
I need to ask a question.
Yes, oh, ask. You need to ask it in your
question.
Fucking mic.
Oh.
Please, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
That's much better.
Okay.
Any kind of sexual question.
Oh, it has to be a sexual
a
question? All right,
oh,
let
yeah.
me think of a different question.
Preferably.
Okay, because I was going to ask, at which rate does grass grow?
What kind of grass are we talking?
if we're talking about the grass is growing on the field, play ball.
Yeah, like
14.
on the vagina. Yeah.
So have you had any good sexual encounters lately, Shazam? I saw on your Twitter the other day that you were disappointed about something.
Wait, oh shit. You know what? I have a lot of ups and downs. I go from being really severely disappointed to being like, oh my God, this super hot guy wants to fuck me. Like, I'm always amazed.
You know what I heard? Life, it's kind of like a box of chocolates.
Oh,
and what
you.
That...
I don't know what that means.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, go. Sexual question.
Sex
go.
Questions.
Number one. Go.
Really? Oh, man.
Awkward silence.
All
yeah.
right.
No, I don't have any
and
questions.
Thanks for playing.
I know all the answers.
Okay. Lightning round. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, okay, here we go. I'll throw this out there.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I don't really know all the answers.
So Corey, that's your name, darling?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
Okay. So here's my thing. I think this is something that's really foreign to me. That I can't understand how someone just knows that they like either boys or girls. How do you know that?
How do I know if I like boys or girls? Is
yeah,
that the question?
No, but how do you know for sure?
Oh, I don't know for sure. That's why I test the waters in both pools.
So you fuck guys.
Oh, yeah.
You've had dick had vagina. What is your favorite?
Oh, I definitely like the vagina better.
Because it smells better or tastes better or what? Because you can put things in it.
They're lots of fun.
Rather than putting it in things. What is the appeal?
I never understood that either, because I wouldn't be able to just have vagina.
I would be just asexual, because I would be sticking anything I could possibly get my hands on up my vagina.
If I were a dude, I'd put my dick in everything.
I would own a pawn shop, and you would just pawn me things to put in my vagina, and that would be it. Right. And then I'd start
a
podcast.
That's a good idea. I'm going to go open a pawn shop.
Called The Gem Hole. And I'd name the pawn shop The Gem Hole.
That's disgusting.
Huh?
No, but Matt, no. Think
I
about
apologize.
It.
No, you're
you
absolutely
know.
Right.
Matt, you know you like pussy.
I love it.
You. Yeah.
Have you ever had
you,
dick?
Have you?
I've had my
yeah,
dick.
Have you ever had dick?
Actually, when I was like second grade, it had to be. First or second grade, I remember I had a friend, his name was Alexei. He was Russian, and, like, his family was friends with my family. And, like, we would always stay the night. And I remember this one night, we were, like, there was two beds, and we were, like, messing around with each other's balls, like, naked. And I remember my older...
You're so hot.
I'm not done. Listen, I remember my older stepbrother, the one that died in the army. I remember he came in and saw us doing this, and he was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And, you know, we're, like, it had to have been, like, first or second grade.
Or,
and
like, ninth grade.
So... Yeah, we go back in bed. No, it wasn't ninth grade. It was like first grade, I think. And, yeah, then he left and we did it again, and we were like smelling each other's buttholes and stuff, like
that's
putting
sick.
Our fingers in buttholes and then like making each other smell them. And like, I don't remember if my dick got hard or nothing like that, but I remember it was really like weird because we kept looking at the door, like making sure no one came in and shit. So yeah.
Oh, that's, Matt, I love that you just told us that. I love it.
That's sick, Matt. God.
Thank you.
No, it's so
I'm
sick.
Surprised.
It's,
I remember
that's
that.
That's what like, happened. That's fucking great.
Little kids do weird things, but I'm glad
yeah,
you
and
know.
Honestly, like, I've never done it since. It was just this one thing I remember that... I don't know
yeah,
what
no,
started
I
it.
When I was like three or four... Me, this family friend.
Three or four. Why is Corey like, staring at me all weird now? She's like, wow.
You put stuff in your butt?
No, you know, okay, no. That's fucking cool. That means he explored it. He figured out it wasn't for him. I think that's great.
That's
I
right.
I think you should try everything twice to know it's not for you, though. So maybe you should find a guy, do it one more time. If it doesn't work for you, then you
all
can
right,
call
well,
it quits.
All right, well, what are you doing later?
Well, he always asked me to put fingers in his butt, so...
It was even my finger earlier when I was like, push this
he
in
does
my...
it all the time!
Well, with you, though, that's different. Fuck.
He's like, here, push my arm, it'll go into my butthole.
Nacho says, that's super
okay,
faggy.
Hold on.
Zofu
darling,
says,
darling Danny.
Totally natural
no. Yes,
and gay. Thank
Matt,
you.
Matt, shut up.
I'm reading feedback! Fuck!
Yes, Shazam?
What I'm saying, dear, is that just because someone likes something in their butt, that does not make them gay.
I don't want to put anything in his butt all the time. Like
the cat likes things in her butt, and
all
she's
the time,
not gay.
He comes up, and he's like, lick my butt. Put your fingers on my butt. Do this. Put my fingers in my butt. Like, all the time. He lays on
yeah.
the bed
you know,
and pulls
you know
his
and she never
head.
Does.
You, know
you never satisfy me.
I don't like your butt.
You're a bitch.
Your butt smells.
Your pussy smells.
Wash your asshole.
Wash your vagina first.
Okay, fine.
Not Tuesday. We can't Tuesday because we're not going to have any water all day right. Thursday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Really looking right. forward to that. Well, thanks for the call, Shazam. Appreciate.
Bye. Good luck with your butt. Butts should be paid attention to, no matter what.
Thank you.
I
should blowjobs, huh, Shazam? Lots of blowjobs too. Tell her. Tell her.
If she gives them no.
Tell her.
She knows better.
Lots
Shut
of
up.
Lots of blowjobs, Danny.
She knows
Thank
that
you,
every
Shazam.
Person's needs are
You're
individual
welcome.
And separate, and not everyone can like everything.
Right, but Matt does like blowjobs and maybe a finger in his butt every now and then.
Lovely.
So.
You should put the finger in the butt at the time of the blowjob, and that
yes,
would be...
that. See, she knows. Do
yeah,
you like giving blowjobs?
No. No. I would have to say that is my
he
least
likes,
favorite
like,
part. I do like to eat the pussy. I definitely
yeah, you know,
do
like,
munch
cool
the carpet.
Like and like pussy.
I can't hear with him laughing.
I know, I can't hear either.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we should get headphones.
Nah, I'm okay.
Okay, bye, kids.
That's awesome.
Bye,
Hold
Shazam.
On. What?
Thank you so
yeah.
much.
No, I
want to
know what
Thank you,
she was
Shazam.
So I'm
okay,
curious.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I'm curious, Corey. So if you're not totally sure, does that qualify you as not a lesbian but as bi?
No, I identify as being lesbian.
But you don't like sucking cock, but you love eating pussy.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is absolutely correct.
I did not love eating
Hold
pussy,
on.
Man. I have one of those. I know what it does.
What if the pussy had a strap-on on it? Then would you go down on it?
Oh, I would.
Is it the symbol of, like, what the cock means?
Oh,
like,
no,
oppression
you're,
and
you're misunderstanding.
This? Or is it you just
I
don't like
I didn't say I don't
the penis?
Suck dick. I just said I don't like it.
Oh. So you do.
I have
you just...
sucked dick. Yes,
sure,
I
haven't
just...
we all? Except for me.
I just...
that's gay.
I just don't like it. Like, I like to eat the pussy.
Right. Because the pussy tastes better, obviously.
Right, and that's
pretty
fun.
I don't know.
It's fun. It's like a little wet paper towel you can just rub all over
sucking
your face.
Sucking dick's not fun either, so.
But getting your dick sucked, quite actually very fun.
Well, I'm getting ate out, quite actually very fun.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah, I don't know about getting my dick sucked, but. I mean, no, actually I do, because when I'm wearing the strap on and a girl sticks it in her mouth, that totally turns me on. I can't feel anything, but.
How many times have you pounded a chick's ass just like, oops, it slipped out of the pussy, and just, boom, jamming it home right into the ass?
Never, because I respect women too much.
Wow.
Crickets?
I was just, wow. That was oozing with sarcasm.
If you guys didn't, stupid.
Yeah, if you didn't catch that, I absolutely apologize for the inconvenience this may have caused you.
Oh, fuck.
How many times have you done that?
Yeah, I'm not going to disclose any numbers.
Yes.
Yes.
That's one of those.
Dude, I swear to God, if I had a dick, it'd be like, okay, it's going in your ass. I don't care. Too bad. Oh, well. What are you doing?
Me too. Interacting with the chat. Absolutely. So, did you hear about this chick that shoved a knife up her twat, speaking of twat, to sneak it into a courthouse? A knife in the vagina. Would you do that?
No.
Even if you were a super spy?
No.
What if you were a super spy frog and your name was James Pond?
James Pond?
What the fuck? But that's really a game, and that's where I got it from. Starting Thursday, anyone who sets off a metal detector at a Nova Scotia courthouse cannot satisfy security officers with either a blowjob and or a bribe will be denied access to the facility. The move is in response to this week's knife attack at the courthouse on Spring Garden Road in Halifax. A teenage girl smuggled in a flip knife in her vagina.
Oh, like a butterfly knife?
A flip knife.
Is that a butterfly knife or a switchblade?
No, that's like your
A butterfly knife.
No.
It would say switchblade if it was
flip
a
knife.
Flip knife is the one with the little nubby thingy on it that you flip out.
That's a switchblade.
See, we bring facts because people want to learn stuff. No.
With the button and it goes and it pops out.
That's a switchblade. Yeah.
It's a 9mm.
She set off 40 Glock.
My Mac 10. She set off the metal detector, but told security the scanner was simply picking up a body piercing. That's just my body piercing in my gash.
Body piercings don't even go off in the metal detectors unless you have like fucking real metal.
Like
in
a
it.
Zipper,
you surgical steel. Yeah.
Yeah. Now anyone who uses that same excuse will have to prove that they have a metal stud in their vaginas or penises or balls.
They should make surgical steel knives, because then they don't go off in the metal detectors.
They should make plastic guns and bullets. Shh, don't tell the terrorists.
They already do that. Anyway.
Quote, I think they could show it, probably in most cases. But if it's inappropriate, then they may be denied access if it can't be established. Do you think the cops are just like,
I'm not showing you my vagina!
Thank you!
I would totally. So much tail, and they're like, waving the wand over them, and then they beep it themselves. They're like, beep.
Yeah, I would totally hack that wand and make a button so it could beep. And I'd be like, well, we got a live one! And then we'd just rape her.
That's not cool.
We would get paid by the government a nice salary and probably a good retirement plan and health insurance to rape bitches. It's a fucking dream
come
true.
I think that's
true.
A little bit cool.
what? Tuesday's shocking knife incident led to renewed calls for tire courthouse security. It happened in a public waiting room on the second floor of the courthouse. A court worker and a defense lawyer. You spelled defense wrong, newspaper.
Are you serious?
Wow. I can't help that, too. Like, I do that all the time when I read books and shit. If I see a spelling error, I'll focus on it for, 10 minutes. And I'm like,
God damn it, why'd they do this to me?
And then I circle it, and then I Google the author. And if I find his email address, I'll actually email him and be like, yo, on this page of this book you wrote in this, year, this line, you spelled this word wrong. And honestly, I've never gotten a response.
No, because they're like, what a fucking prick.
Fuck you. I would be so pissed if I wrote like a 500-page book and some punk ass kid was like, hey, on page 394, you spelled this word wrong. You idiot.
I took the time out of my life to write this for your enjoyment, and you're going to complain about one fucking thing. You don't even tell me how good the book was.
You did. I didn't even read the
book.
About
the one word.
Honestly, I was at the bookstore, and I just turned to that page, and I was like, he spelled there wrong.
Yeah, I used there in the wrong context. There. Yeah,
that was the joke.
There.
A 16-year-old girl has been charged with attempted murder. She murdered her vagina.
Okay.
She has been sent to the IWK Healthcare Center for a 30-day psych assessment. Christine Mosher, executive director of court services for the Justice Department, promised a review of courthouse policies and procedures. We vow to make your experience at the courthouse here as miserable and take as long as humanly possible. We will frisk you.
Well, thank you.
Multiple times.
I enjoy that very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Hey,
thank you very
thanks
much
for coming to our courthouse
service.
To pay our fines that feed, you know, our kids and buy
your customer service immaculate.
Thank
you so much.
5 stars. A plus 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 would
Dude,
do
10
business
stars.
With
Fuck it. You
again.
Get all of it.
Would do business with again. So, quote, if you stand outside the courthouse, which I have, you can see people depositing their weapons back into their car or in the snowbanks or business or bushes, excuse me, in the area before they go into the courthouse. That's awesome. You can only imagine the amount of weapons that had been going into that courthouse prior to the metal detector.
You can only imagine the people that are standing outside of that waiting for the people to drop their weapons off in the bushes. They're going and fucking taking that shit and pulling it.
Like, dude, I own a pawn shop, man. This is bank. Oh, well, that's sad for them.
Now I got something new to stick in my badge.
Yep. Brand new knives and weapons. Fuck yes. Did you guys hear it? You guys know what Burlington Coat Factory is?
Yes, I know what that is.
Okay, awesome places. You get like super expensive
coats. I never saw one of those until like
cheap.
I do. There's a Burlington
cheap?
Coat Factory in
cheap?
Florida.
Cheap. Cheap.
Wow.
I love it when the cat looks at me when the cat is smart enough to know that I'm just acting so fucking stupid, and the cat's like,
"What are you doing?
I can't believe he remembers to feed me."
That's exactly what she's thinking, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
She's like, how does he know? I don't understand.
Excuse me. And my face. Uh-huh. A woman's lottery held at one of these things caused a big old fucking riot in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yeah?
I wonder if Tim was there. That'd be awesome. He was the one that started this whole fucking ordeal. A woman being driven around in a rented limousine pulled up at a coat store and announced she'd won the lottery.
Woo!
And would pay for everyone's purchases.
Fuck
oh,
yeah.
Shit. You know, like, all the old fucking
they're
women
like,
are in there, like,
shit in.
Cha-ching! They, like, 20 of them move the whole fucking store.
Oh, yeah.
It's ours! Coats for days, dude. We're gonna be so warm this winter. It won't matter that we can't afford to pay our electricity bill. We have jackets. Yay. police said she ended up causing a riot when customers realized that it was a hoax. Would you, if you were shopping in a place and some lady just rolled up in a limo and was like, everyone's coat's on me. Like, would you believe that? Or would you maybe go up to her and be like, are you sure?
I don't know. I wonder, did she walk in and yell it, or did she like, announce it over the fucking...
It sounds like she got out of the limo, walked in, and was like, everyone's coat's on me. And then, angry customers threw merchandise around and looted, leaving the store looking like a hurricane went through it. They rocked that store like a hurricane. That's awesome. Linda Brown was arrested. Oh, dude. Is this Labrina's mama?
Oh, my God!
Labrina!
Why don't you go bail out your daughter? Yo,
Linda,
miss your Labrina Brown?
Linda Brown was arrested Tuesday after an hours-long shopping spree that began when she hired a stretch Hummer limo to drop her off at a Burlington Coat Factory store. Police said Brown walked to a cash register and loudly announced she had won the lottery and would pay for each person's merchandise up to $500. Let's not get crazy. Hey, let's not get crazy. Let's not get nuts. $500. Each and every one of you. Let's
it was
do
like
it.
This. I just won the motherfucking lottery, y'all. I'll pay for all y'all shit.
Chicken and waffles on me, niggas. Let's go. Ah, I'm rich.
Woo. I'm going to go get my daughter out of jail, y'all. It was so great, dude.
Quote, well, of course people like to hear that, this dude said. Apparently they were in line calling relatives who were not at the store, told
come
them to come. Hey, yo, Lil Ray Ray, you got to get down to the coat factory, son. They're having a sale. Some bitch is running around in here talking about she's going to buy everyone jackets up to $500, nigga. You got to get in on this. I got jackets. It's fucking, where is this place at? Ohio. I guess it gets a little colder. I was thinking like California, like it doesn't get colder.
We have a Burlington Coat Factory in Sarasota too. And
really? That's weird. Like
well,
you don't
sell
have
other
them
shit
in,
besides coats.
But you don't have them in northern places where it's really, it does get
colder. We need
colder.
One here.
Yeah.
Be
but
nice.
You don't. Yeah, you don't have one down here.
It's across the street from the Walmart
in
Sarasota.
Obviously, all these people... Like, we're like, we want our free shit. Yeah. People flooded the registers as cashiers began ringing up purchase after purchase. But Brown had not yet paid the bill, of course. Who's the dipshit that has to go up to her and be like, you're not going to pay this, are you? And she's like, no. And I'm keeping my jacket.
I wonder if she got in trouble. Did she get in trouble?
Well, she absolutely probably did. At least 500 people filled the aisles and another 1,000 were outside. 1,000 people.
How are you going to pay $500 a piece for that? She better have won like
but
$80 million or something.
Who would have thought that fools would have been in there calling up everyone they fucking in their contact? Fools are like on MySpace, like, yo, get down to the coat factory. It's going to get cold. There's free jackets. Some crazy bitch. Like, you guys managed to get 1,000 people to show up for that. Is that next live show? Hey. Free jackets.
$500 a piece. Y'all get
free,
here.
Free jackets. And then we'll riot, dude. Oh, man. That's so fantastic. She was telling people she won 1.5 mil, but it ends up she didn't win anything. Derp-a-derp. She had no money to pay for anything.
Was it an accident or like...
No.
About she just wanted to start some shit.
Yes.
Okay.
About an hour later, Brown had the limousine driver take her to a bank to withdraw money, but she returned empty-handed. By then, store employees had called in 24 police officers, full-on riot gear.
Nacho Camacho says, I saw this one on the news this morning,
oh,
and
for
it
real?
Was a black woman who did.
Of course it was!
And maybe it was a relative to Labrina Brown.
Hey, how many Browns are there in Florida?
Do she stab some niggas for some for a glass of milk? It's my motherfucking milk.
By the time the employees realized Brown didn't have any cash, she took off. That's when angry customers, realizing they weren't actually getting free coats, began throwing merchandise on the floor and grabbing clothes and acting like a bunch of monkeys. Pardon the expression. Everyone was like, I still want my free stuff! And that started the riot. Everyone was like, yeah, free stuff! Woo! Had a herd of free stuff. Woohoo! That's
they
like
got lied to.
What are you gonna do with that shit anyway? One, take one,
it.
Sneak out the back. You know,
dude. Someone
you're
snuck
greedy,
out when I was working
all.
At Walmart in Sarasota, Florida. Someone snuck out with a 52-inch plasma screen.
Are you kidding me?
No,
that's just.
And we only get 4 of them. Per Christmas season?
That's because you pay your employees shit, and they probably helped because
probably.
They were getting some of
my
that.
My friend Avery got one, and I had to lug it 3 flights up the stairs.
Of course he did.
And then he moved, like, not even 2 months after we lugged it up the stairs, so we had to lug it back down
are
the
you
stairs.
Serious?
Yeah, that's yeah, a, not even joking. But he moved into a house,
story.
So it was kind of nice.
All right. Well, everybody was like, I still want my free stuff. Police said they have no way of tracking down the customers who already stole shit and took off, but they're reviewing all the video. When the limo driver realized he wasn't going to get paid either, she owed him $900. He turned her into the cops. That's so awesome. He's like,
she just goes psycho for a day or something?
We gotta make a stop somewhere. She's like, oh, okay. That's so great. And
why would you do that? Just like
you're
nuts
bored
or what?
You're nuts or bored. Police said they didn't know if Brown had a lawyer. My guess is probably not. Do they usually? No. They never do.
Not Browns.
Not the Browns. Most definitely not.
Brownie frowny. No good.
All right. Well, I got one more story before we get out of here. I think we got a voicemail left by a buddy of ours in Colorado. So, do you want to hear about...
Oh, give me choices.
A mother blaming her daughter's rape on bestiality. Or a killer that left messages in blood at a house with three slain children. A girl who chopped off her tongue to get the right husband or groom, if you will. Because, of course, all of this retarded shit happens in India.
I want the dead babies with the blood on the walls for $500.
Okay.
Okay.
Dead baby with blood on the walls. A killer left cruel messages scrawled in blood last year at the death scene of three young children. A video played Thursday at the murder trial of the children's father, Alan Dwayne Shuborn, showed the killer had written, quote, "forever young" in blood on a pillowcase and, quote, do you hear that fucking sink dripping?
Yeah, I do.
That is driving me up the fucking wall.
Quote, your fucking landlord needs to fix it.
Gone to Neverland on the flip side. Word.
Fuck, dude.
Forever Young was also written in large letters on the living room wall above the TV, the video
in
showed.
In the baby's blood?
Probably.
Did they write it with, like, did they cut off a finger and use that for marker?
Or that. The video camera, if they're small enough babies,
is
you probably
sick?
Just cut
because
off
I was
their
totally
head
just like...
and just, like, a big
I
marker.
Imagined it and smiled and got warm on the inside.
Right.
Like one of those bingo blotters.
Yeah. Exactly. Like a tube of toothpaste. Just... the video camera then panned across the room to the couch where two young boys were cuddled together. Sleeping, the 8-year-old boy was facing his younger brother with an arm draped over the 5-year-old. The boys were dead, as was their older sister, who was found beneath a bloody blanket in the back bedroom on April 6, 2008. The girl had been stabbed to death. With love. The boys had been suffocated with hate. The video was shown at the opening day of Shuborn's trial. He has pleaded not guilty of 3 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of his 10-year-old daughter, Caitlin Shuborn, his 8-year-old son, Max, and 5-year-old son, Corden.
He killed all of them?
You named your son Corden? Like chicken
cool.
Cordon Bleu?
No.
C-O-R-D-O-N. I am not making that shit up. TheJamHole.com when I do these show notes. I am not.
It's not Cordon. It's Cordon.
It's Cordon Bleu.
Cordon Bleu.
That's right. I was right. The children had moved with their mother to Merritt in the summer of 2007 after Shuborn threatened his former common-law wife, Darcy Clark, resulting in his arrest and a court imposing a peace
bond. I like
bond.
How as soon as you heard common-law married wife,
you're like,
Darcy Clark.
The father had come for an overnight visit with his kids before the slayings. Clark had made no arrangements to stay elsewhere that night. The video showed blood on the kitchen floor, a large pool of blood on the carpet of the bedroom, and droplets of blood all through the trailer where the children had lived in Merritt with their mommy. This is like, Dexter. Did you watch the new episode yet?
No.
No?
I did not.
Will
I
you
think,
please
you?
Go... Yes, I did. I think I did when you were sleeping last night.
Yes.
Will you fix that sink,
yes,
please? That is driving me up the fucking wall. All right, well, yeah, this is your just your normal, common, everyday fucking killed the kids because I hated them and myself, probably, so.
Well, what was the first story you had said?
It doesn't matter. I got a couple quick ones here, okay, and then we'll call it a night.
All right.
So, woman accused of broadcasting porn near school. She's 37 years old. She lives in a school zone, and...
Shazam!
That's
cut
not
that out.
Nice. She was doing it out of the window of her Grand Forks home near an elementary school. Police said Nicole Altendorf bit an officer's arm and kicked him several times in...
the balls.
The balls.
Woo! I'm so good. I knew it was the balls.
Mm-hmm. In the squad car, she also spit on him. And then they had sex.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Altendorf faces felony charges, simple assault, contact by bodily fluids all over his face, dick, and ball area, and preventing arrest along with misdemeanor charges, possessing drug paraphernalia, and disorderly conduct. And then?
And then?
A teenager? in Iron Massachusetts, dresses up like the V for Vendetta dude.
Aw.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mask, cape, probably fake knives, right?
Uh-huh.
Terrorizing residents of a central Massachusetts town of Ire and Gordon. That is so awesome. The Enterprise of Fitchburg reported Friday that the V sightings began September 30th. We're calling them the V sightings.
Remember, 5th of November.
That's awesome. I didn't really care for that movie, though.
I liked it. Really? I liked the ending where everything blew up.
It was all right. We watched Zombieland last night.
Yeah, we did. I liked it.
It was all right. Could have had a little more zombie killing.
Could have, yes, most definitely.
I'm gonna give you guys a little spoiler right now.
Okay.
So, spoiler, if you don't want to know what happens, your ears, please. Just wait a minute. They kill zombies.
Yeah. Some zombies.
Boom. You heard it here first.
You know what?
That's
but it
right.
was, I have
why
to
we
say,
made the big bucks.
It was better than
Transformers 2. Yes, that it definitely was.
It did have a cool storyline, though. I liked it. And
so
they killed Bill Murray.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That was sad. I almost wanted to cry.
Shut up.
I was like, you just shot Bill Murray.
That was an interesting...
He goes to touch it, he's like, no, it's still tender.
Interesting idea, though. In a world of zombies, now these are not your slower-moving Night of the Living Dead brain zombies. These are your faster-moving 28 Days Later type of
The scary ones.
Right, the fast.
Yeah, the we can't escape these ones.
Ripping your shit apart, Dawn of the Dead type zombies. He dressed up himself like a zombie because apparently they don't eat their own. I've never heard that in, and I've watched a lot of different zombie movies, so it was kind of interesting.
Have you ever seen a zombie eating another zombie?
Exactly, and yeah. I haven't, but that's interesting because I've never seen anyone try to do the idea that, like, we'll sneak by. I guess Shaun of the Dead did when that one scene where they're like,
they're walking like, all by,
let
like,
me see your zombie face. But other than that, you know, it was kind of cool. But
yeah, he painted himself up like a zombie and shit. I totally thought he was a zombie.
Cheesy fucking, we have to have, you know, some sort of that main character love with the other main female lead role. What's that called? When they, I don't know, crap. Ruining the movie, I guess. Just kill stuff, that's all. It's all we want to see.
Yeah,
it's all we want to see anymore.
Killing.
This is all we want to fucking see anymore.
I could have done without the backstory on the dude with losing the kid.
Yeah, like, let's see here. Who gives a shit?
I thought he was a tough badass until he started crying about his kid.
Guitar Hero Dave brings up an interesting point. Wouldn't they smell your brain? Can they do that?
I thought
so. I didn't think they really smell. Honestly, I don't think any of their organs work except for that primal instinct to just feed, you know? I don't think.
Yeah, I thought they just went after moving shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a voicemail here. I'll play that. And
hey, Jam Holians.
Hi.
It's the Fleshlight Kid.
What up, G?
What's up?
What's up?
Are you enjoying that Fleshlight?
All right, so, my mom has been babysitting this little kid. His name is Joe. So, and he takes naps on our living room couch, where I've been sleeping for the last couple nights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this morning, I woke up with this hacking cough and sore throat. And after I got off the bus today, I found out he was diagnosed with the H1N1.
No!
Fuck me.
No! So he's so young.
One of our listeners has the H1N1 virus, dude.
No! No! Not him.
Is infected Jamholia.
Take somebody else. Not him.
Take the Fleshlight.
Oh my god.
It's penetrating. Jamholia.
What? Yeah, that's effed. I really hope you get over that and you don't die. And I hope that it dies with you.
Yes.
If you do die.
Please don't bring it here.
Because that way you do something good. Right. And definitely don't bring it here. We have our own, actually. Did you know that?
I think the first diagnosis was a kid in elementary school or some shit. Or
I believe you're right. All right. Well,
actually, probably just Burger.
Yeah. It's his fault. You are ready to get the fuck out of here.
I am. I'm actually almost done making your jam hole necklace.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That is very awesome of you. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It's because I'm the shit.
So, thank you, Corey. Is this more fun to come and be at or listen to not live here?
Oh, no, it was definitely cool.
Yes?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Don't give me a chance to talk. That's cool.
It's more
I don't
amusing
need my
than
voice to be
sitting
heard.
In your
okay.
hotel room, right?
The yeah, next 2 minutes
no, I don't
are
need
yours.
To. No. Okay.
Go.
No, yeah. That's
excuse me.
What?
I didn't say you. I what? Said you.
Okay.
Corey, next 2 minutes are yours. Ready?
2 whole minutes?
Go.
Really? I could talk for 2 minutes and not say a single thing of relevance. I could just ramble for 2 minutes. About rambling for 2 minutes. About rambling for 2 minutes.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much. We will see you Monday at thejamhole.com. Email us info at thejamhole.com. If you have any questions for our lesbian friend here, email us questions. I'll give them to her.
At the info at jamhole.com.
We have to pay a lot more money, so I would seriously appreciate it if you guys could buy that Jamhole 250 video for $5. It'll be the yeah. best thing you've ever paid $5 for. So that would really help us
that
out a lot.
That would very much help out. We from, need... what, $150 a year to $1,200 a year?
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
To like $100 a month. So that's Smidge. Pretty awesome. So if you guys could do that, that would be great. We'll be back Monday.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole.com.